it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning. 8 o'clock, Steve's in the morning here on KNSS. Man critically injured in South Wichita shooting. We have the story.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk shot and killed. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A school in West Wichita was placed on a temporary lockdown over a nearby shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. It's Suicide Awareness Week and month in the county. We have an important phone number to remember if someone you know is in crisis. We'll share it coming up.
Police are looking for a person of interest in connection to a shooting last night in South Wichita. Around 10:30, officers were called to the 1,000 block of South Emporia. They found a man in his 50s with a wound to his body. He was hospitalized and later he was hospitalized in critical condition.
Investigators still looking for the person who shot and killed conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk yesterday. Fox's Matt Finn reporting from Orem, Utah.
Two suspects were taken into custody earlier today. They were questioned and they were released. So the FBI is fully supporting and co-leading this investigation along with local law enforcement here on the ground. And Fox News has learned that police have been going door to door in neighborhoods not far from campus, asking residents if they have seen anyone they do not recognize. Now, the governor here, Spencer Cox, he calls today's shooting a political assassination. The FBI says the shooter was dressed in all dark clothing and potentially shot from a roof here on campus.
President Donald Trump blaming rhetoric from the radical left for the killing and ordered flags to be flown at half staff.
A Wichita high school was placed on temporary lockdown after shots were fired at a nearby Quick Trip.
It happened just after 12:30 Wednesday afternoon near 13th and Tyler. Police say it began as a disturbance between two high school girls and an unidentified boy inside of the store over a Facebook Marketplace deal. The disturbance moved into the parking lot where the boy fired several shots before leaving in a vehicle. There were no injuries. Northwest High was placed on lockdown as a precaution. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board learned some sobering numbers about suicide in the county.
In 2024, 92 residents in the county took their lives, a slight decrease from 2023 and the lowest rate in 10 years. Men make up the majority of deaths, and half of suicide deaths had a known history of mental illness, typically depression. Dr. Nicole Klaus, associate professor at KU Med, says there's an important number to remember if someone is in crisis.
If you know somebody who's showing some of those signs and some resources that we can connect you to are all available by calling 988. It doesn't have to be you that's in crisis. You can call for somebody else and they will connect you to those resources.
ComCare answered around 39,000 crisis calls in 2024. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Every 11 minutes, someone in the United States takes their own life.
The man who killed John Lennon outside his New York City apartment, Mark David Chapman, has been denied parole again.
The gunman appeared before a parole board in New York on August 27th. The decision to deny his parole for the 14th time was recently posted online by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. John Lennon was shot to death the night of December 8th, 1980, as he was returning home after a recording session. Earlier, he had signed an autograph for the killer on a copy of his just-released album Double Fantasy. He was arrested within minutes and is serving 20 years to life at Greenhaven Correctional Facility north of New York City. His next parole hearing is in February 2027. In New York, Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Chasing that playoff spot, we'll see what the Royals and the Wind Surge were able to accomplish last night. That's coming up in sports.
A man is dead after a car truck crash northwest of Newton. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A man from Heston was killed in a crash involving a tractor trailer Wednesday morning northwest of Newton. 90-year-old Peter Hartman's car collided with a semi-trailer. Hartman died at a Wichita hospital.
Several students were injured in a shooting at a Denver area high school.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office responding to a shooting at Evergreen High School, west of Denver, Colorado.
We have for sure three people who were transported to the hospital. One of those three is our shooter. They are all juveniles and all are critical right now.
Public Information Officer Jackie Kelly not sharing details about the suspected shooter or the victims, but revealing a handgun was used. Noting officers were told a fourth juvenile was transported to the hospital with an unknown injury. Adding over 100 officers from around the region rushed to the scene. Colorado Governor Jared Polis taking to social media to say, "We are all praying for the victims and the entire community." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the suspected shooter has died.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy looks to make changes to air traffic amid a spike in near collisions and a couple of catastrophic crashes between aircraft.
CEOs of major airlines were seen in Washington leaving a meeting with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Reportedly on the agenda, the government's $12.5 billion plan to improve the nation's antiquated air traffic control system. Duffy is asking Congress to add another $19 billion. The push for more investment comes after high-profile problems this year, like the crash of a commercial plane and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. Last week, Secretary Duffy said 2,000 air traffic controllers will be hired this year. But despite the added investment, some Democrats say they're still concerned about federal funding cuts. Connor Hansen, Fox News.
Two teacher labor unions are suing over President Trump's immigration crackdown, saying that students are not going to school and staying home.
The unions, which represent millions of educators, claim that arrests near school campuses terrorize children and teachers, prompting some students to drop out. The lawsuit argues that immigration arrests at schools violate the law. It cites the case of an Oregon man who was dragged from his car after dropping his child off at preschool. A Homeland Security official says ICE agents use discretion when making arrests at schools. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, we've got things looking a little bit better on the roadways out there. We still have some slow-moving traffic east and westbound due to that road construction on Kellogg at the Central Business District. So watch out for that, and a little bit of a slowdown on the ramp in the road construction from northbound I-235 over onto eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's check the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer today. We'll see a high of 89 with a south wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds and 66 tonight. Clouds, maybe a sprinkle early Friday morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot. A high of 91, about the same on Saturday. Could see a few storms on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a mostly cloudy sky, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Thursday morning, September 11th, 2025. And we have some sad news this morning in the reporting that our friend Bucky Walters has passed away at the age of 86. Bucky, a prominent member of the cast every year for the Gridiron Show with Ted Woodward and all the local reporters getting together to raise money for scholarships for journalism, and Bucky was a part of that. And you got to know him quite well. You worked quite a bit with Bucky on stage, Ted. You guys became pretty good buddies.
Every year since 1997.
Yeah.
And fun times every year. Look forward to getting together and thinking of funny ideas that would make people laugh.
And he would, of course, the one bit that he did that I locked into, and so many others did too, was What's Wrong, where he played a radio talk show host, taking calls and solving people's pitiful problems. It was hilarious every time.
Yep. It's a classic every year.
And he would just, they'd light him up and he'd come on stage and that night start laughing before he even said the words.
And he did another variation of that where he would do the apathy in, does it exist in Wichita? The phone lines are open. 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me a call.
Yeah.
Apathy. Does it exist in Wichita? Nobody
Nothing
called. And he would just sit there and get more and more angry.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I remember one of the great gridiron bits that Bucky did such a tremendous job in. He didn't even have to say a word. The entire bit, he just pretended to be asleep. And it was incredibly funny. And he didn't have to say anything. He just had to be there pretending to be asleep, and it was still funny.
Did he do Joan Finney one time?
Multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
But that always brought down the house.
Good stuff. All right, he'll be missed.
Former governor of Kansas.
Yeah, Joan Finney. Bucky Walters dead at the age of 86, as you said. He hasn't been in really good shape the past couple of years. So
he's had some struggles, but, you know, he still did gridiron every year.
He was there.
Made it through this year, and sad that was his last.
Okay. On this date, we're remembering 9/11 with some things that we've been remembering here in the past hour. We're talking about what Ted and I were doing on that fateful day. I had a friend who I didn't find out later, and then we did an interview on this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing today, but I was just paraphrase what happened. The man's name is Dan Creed, and he's still in town here. He has his own consulting business. He was a radio salesperson for years, and at the time of the 9/11, he was in Washington D.C. With a company that sold software, medical software. Okay, and they were pitching the Pentagon, the Defense Department. They might want to buy this thing. So he and his friend or his other guy or the coworker are in this room full of all these officers, Army officers, and they're making their presentation and whatnot. And just about that time, somebody came in and whispered to the person in charge, and the officer said, "I'm sorry, gentlemen, you're going to have to leave the building immediately." And so they ushered him out. They went across the highway over their little bridge there into the parking lot. Dan said they got in the car, and about that time, they heard this jet coming in low, and right over his shoulder, it came right over and crashed right into the Pentagon right in front of them. And it was amazing. I said, "What'd you do then?" He said, "We got out of there as quickly as we could." Yeah. But there you go. 9/11, remembering the day this morning. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll take a look at teams trying to get these playoff spots in baseball as the season is winding down. How about we'll go to the minors, the Wichita Wind Surge in Corpus Christi last night, taking on the Hooks. It did not look good. Whataburger Field, Wichita was down 1-0 in the top of the 9th inning. One out, two outs. Your last chance is second baseman Harry Genth. Well, he hit a game-tying home run, 1-1. And then after that, a two-out walk, an infield single. And then another single by Ricardo Olivar, driving in another run. And then the bullpen finished it out. Wichita, down to its last out, came back and won it 2-1 last night. Three wins in a row for Wichita, and Tulsa lost. So, Wichita is one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with four games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again tonight at 6:35. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Cleveland. Game 3 of a 4-game series. The first two games, the Royals' offense just did nothing. The Royals got something going last night. Behind, rallied for two runs in the top of the 7th inning to take the lead. And then could the Royals and the bullpen hang on after that? You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Breezes all but died down. Skies have long gone dark. No balls, two strikes on Kwan. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slapped to left field. Right at Grichuk. He lines it up, makes the catch, and the Royals win. A 4-3 win over the Guardians tonight. Just enough offense and a tremendous bullpen effort from the Royals to snap a 3-game slide and take game 3 of this 4-game series. Carlos Estevez earns his major league leading 39th save of the season and his 14th in a row.
How about that? All right, the Royals get back in the win column, snapping a three-game losing streak at Cleveland again tonight to finish up a four-game series. Here's the Royals win, but it's hard to make up ground when the team you're chasing never loses. Seattle has now won five in a row, so the Royals remain four games behind the Mariners for a playoff spot. There's only 16 games to go. So we do have football to talk about tonight, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. Coming off that loss to Army last week, K-State a short week, visiting Arizona tomorrow night on a Friday night. A lot of things to talk about with Coach Klieman tonight. That's at 6 o'clock on KFH. Then after Coach Klieman, we'll go to the Royals game in Cleveland at 7 o'clock. And we're into week two of the National Football League already. Thursday night football tonight on the not-yet-frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers hosting Washington. Both teams are 1-0. Packers a 3.5-point favorite on home turf tonight at 6:30. And you can listen to that game live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO Volleyball, the number one-ranked team in the nation, Cowley College. Another sweep, 3-0 at Independence. Cowley is now 7-0 on the season, all sweeps. Cowley is the back-to-back undefeated national champs. They just keep rolling. They're now 88 matches won in a row.
Wow.
Cowley Volleyball. Another sweep last night. And a happy birthday today to a pretty good player for the Royals back in the day. Former catcher Don Slott is 67 years old. 16 years in the big leagues. How about with the Royals in the 1984 playoffs? He hit 364. In the postseason. Seventh round draft pick by the Royals. Spent his first three seasons with the Royals, and then he was part of a four-team trade. Traded to the Texas Rangers. In exchange, the Royals got veteran catcher Jim Sundberg. Just in time for the World Series championship team in 1985.
Right.
Don Slott, career 283 hitter. Good hitter. That's why he was in the big leagues for 16 years. Don Slott, former Royals catcher, it's his birthday. He's 67 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with WBC Delano's debut brew, Hatfield's Mama. A German Kolsch with a clean, crisp character that's smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama. Wichita Brewing Company Delano's debut brew. That's available at all three WBC brew pubs.
8:21 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean comments on the death of Charlie Kirk. That's on the way with Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning. The Hutchinson Police Department has arrested a Sedgwick County Sheriff's detention deputy on suspicion of sexual exploitation of a child. The 31-year-old man who was booked into the Reno County Jail Tuesday, where he remains in custody. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says he has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation.
President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill included $66 billion for agriculture programs during the next decade. Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann says the current bill, which was an extension of a bill from 7 years ago, expires at the end of the month.
What's left to do, I'd call it Farm Bill 2.0. Some people call it the skinny Farm Bill, some conservation programs, some other things, and look forward to working on the Ag Committee to hopefully get that passed later this year.
The bill from July also boosted crop safety net programs for 6 years and makes it easier for ranchers to get drought relief.
A black student who was dragged from his car and beaten by Florida officers has filed a federal lawsuit.
22-year-old William McNeil claims his civil rights were violated when Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputies punched him and dragged him from the car during a traffic stop. Prosecutors determining what they did was not a crime. McNeil's attorneys claim the sheriff's department racially profiles and engages in illegal or excessive use of force. The sheriff says a video clip of the last part of the traffic stop that went viral only tells a part of the story. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
learning more about the driver in a tragic accident from last week in which two college athletes were killed.
A criminal complaint filed against 41-year-old Amandrea Brunner, who tried to take a left turn last Friday in front of an SUV that was carrying lacrosse players from Marquette University. This happened in Milwaukee. Witnesses say when they helped Brunner out of her vehicle, they smelled alcohol on her breath. Police found an open beer can in her trunk. Her blood was tested 2 hours after the crash, where it was determined she was over the legal limit. She's facing two counts of homicide by an intoxicated use of a vehicle. 19-year-old Scott Michu and 20-year-old Noah Snyder were both pronounced dead at the scene. John Saucier, Fox News.
New York City will once again mark the September 11th anniversary with the tribute in light. Twin beams shining from lower Manhattan that can be seen as far up as way up to 60 miles away.
In addition to the memorial, dozens of landmarks, including the Empire State Building, One World Trade Center, Niagara Falls, and several bridges will glow in blue as part of the Tribute in Lights initiative. Families of those impacted by the terror attacks also speaking out. Brett Eagleston is with 911 Justice. He was 15 when his father, Bruce, died in the World Trade Center attack.
My dad died that day. He had every single opportunity to leave the building. He was on the 17th floor. He called us after both planes had hit. He said he was helping with the evacuation efforts and he was going to bring radios to the FDNY because they were having a hard time communicating. He gave his life to his fellow countrymen to save others. There are thousands of stories like that from that day. Every one of the people that were murdered on live television were true American patriots and heroes.
The American Legion is also pausing to remember those killed during the terror attacks with ceremonies across the nation. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 now on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County commissioners hear sobering numbers during Suicide Awareness Day. A man critically injured in a South Wichita shooting. Police looking for a person of interest. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk shot and killed on a college campus in Utah. The hunt for the shooter is underway. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic here in Wichita really starting to get thin out there right now. Not seeing any real problems in traffic at the moment. Just a little bit of a slowdown, kind of east of the Wichita area right now. Westbound on Kellogg approaching 143rd Street East. So between there and County Line Road, kind of there in the Andover area, seeing a bit of heavy traffic at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 67. Friday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 91 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Prices consumers pay for a variety of goods and services moved higher than expected in August, while jobless claims accelerated. Consumer Price Index posted a seasonally adjusted 0.4% increase for the month, double the prior month, putting the annual inflation rate at 2.9%. On employment, the Labor Department reported a surprise increase in weekly unemployment compensation filings to a seasonally adjusted 263,000 for the week ending September 6th, higher than the 235,000 estimate. Wall Street this morning, trading is underway and the Dow is up on the positive side, 274 points. The S&P is up 23 and the NASDAQ is up 63 points. Local developer, Sioux City of Wichita, Wichita Business Journal updates now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Steve. A third company owned by developer Suda Tokola has filed a lawsuit against the city of Wichita. This time, the dispute is over an alley that runs between the AC Hotels building Tokola developed and the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine building Tokola developed. Those buildings are along Broadway between Douglas and William Streets. After the city renovated Chester I. Lewis Reflection Square Park and Tokola's companies were finished renovating those two buildings, Tokola's Spartan Downtown LLC spent $152,000 on renovating and repaving that city-owned alleyway in April. Tokola said she had previously been assured by two employees in the city manager's office that her company would be reimbursed, but 5 months later she says the city has not paid back. The city told the Business Journal it had only received the lawsuit late Wednesday afternoon and had not had time to review it. You'll remember the other two Tokola companies filed suit against the city last week, alleging restrictions and fines from the city had put a Tokola restaurant tenant out of business and created $92,000 in parking fees. Wichita developer Dave Murfin and Kansas City partner Rick Warner are in negotiations with the city of Salina on a $146 million mixed-use project that would renovate the city's struggling Central Mall using STAR bonds and other local, state, and economic development incentives. Salina commissioners were enthusiastic this week after hearing a proposal that would change the 38-year-old mall on the city's south side by adding a convention center, a hotel, several retail parcels, and including what Warner called a Topgolf knockoff. Salina's city manager said the next step is returning to commissioners to ask them to set a public hearing for the creation of a STAR bonds district. STAR bonds are now eligible to help redevelop struggling malls in Kansas cities of less than 60,000 people. And a freight company with a location in Wichita is building a new service center, this time in Bel Air. Dayton Freight Lines tells the Business Journal it will build a 14,000 square foot warehouse and adjacent office in Sunflower Commerce Park. That's near a FedEx ground location, the former Wichita Hoops facility, and an under construction Amazon Last Mile building near 53rd and Webb Road. Dayton's new construction is expected to replace the existing facility at 3221 Southwest Street. Dayton Freight has 70 service centers in 15 Midwest states. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning. Gentlemen, this is Steve and Ted Show, number 7011. We'll do number 7012 tomorrow. And I hope that you all can be here with us to join us for that time. All right? Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck Show here on KNSS. A lot of talk about Charlie Kirk, as you might imagine. Also, top of the hour news this morning, the manhunt is underway for Charlie Kirk's killer. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Danny Lash, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.